Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, no surprises here. The Mossman Mill has hit the market. I mean, it's just so bloody sad. Anyway, I'll just read from what's in front of me. Mossman Mill has hit the market with Colliers last week listing the 42-hectare site, 34 Mill Street, with expressions of interest closing 4pm March 20, which happens to be this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Listing comes as dozens of railway cane bins were scrapped on site, with other dismantling works taking place. Really, really soul-destroying for a lot of people up that way. I just put a call through to the mayor, that's Lisa Scommerson, for an update on this particular matter. I suppose it's pointless talking about what went wrong, what might have been done, because it's too late now, but we'll talk about the future and I guess what might happen there at that mill site. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm all right, but it must be gut-wrenching for you, is it?
Oh, look, it is. It's, you know, it's pretty sad when you see them pulling the bins apart on the side of the road and things like that. And but, you know, we've got to look a little bit... look, I'm looking for a rainbow. And I think, you know, after today, when all the expressive interest closes and they go through their process of looking at who's, you know, submitted paperwork, you know, I would like to think that there's somebody there that will either carry on the industry or produce a new industry for the Shire.
What are you hearing?
Look, they're very close-lipped. You know, council has really had not a lot to do with what the process so far. But I think they've had quite a lot of inquiries. But I think it comes down to, you know, who's actually ticked the right boxes and who's going to offer the correct money, to be honest. So it's, but, you know, I've got to be positive and keep thinking that hopefully one day there'll be something there. And it will be, if it's a new industry, you know, we're looking at probably 12 to 2 years for, I'd say, for something to start moving. But, you know, I had a meeting with the local farmers yesterday and, you know, they're open-minded about a new industry. Mm. So it's positive talking to them.
So obviously it would have to be, in your view, an agricultural industry, was it? If you talked to the farmers?
Yeah, look, I think they're more for agricultural.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I think it may be a crossroad where it's time for everyone to start thinking outside the box. Mm. What else can, you know, grow here?
Grow meaning that's the significant word. Can I just ask you, actually, what were some of the possibilities? I mean, some particular fruit or vegetables or whatever must come up in conversation.
Yeah, look, you know, sorghum was peanuts, rice, you know, just mainly, what else was it, mung beans, hemp, all those come up in conversation. So it's what's going to grow the best here with our weather. And unfortunately, sugarcane's the best.
Yeah, you know, I know.
And it's just like, somebody come and just do something for us. And, and you know, we've got a lot of land at the moment that's under weed. And, you know, I'm positive enough to think that if for some reason we do have a sugar mill, that a lot of that land will then be replowed up and planted sugar. So the other thing that we have, you know, over the years, it's declined the amount of sugar cane we've got here. But I think if there's a bit of a spark and there was another mill, you know, the farmers will have that new energy.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
But I don't think, you know, I don't think the mill's going to, you know, I think that at this stage, I don't think this mill here's got a lot of work to be done to it if it starts up production again.
How are people coping psychologically in the town?
Look, at this stage, the farmers have got this year to get their crops off and, you know, the state government has paid the $6 million for the cane to be transported to Gordonvale.
Yeah.
I think the big impact will be at the end of this year once crushing finishes, if there's nothing in the pipeline. So I think that's going to be the big telltale of how we're going to move forward.
Yeah.
So, it's a bit hard. It's a bit, most families here have all been in the cane industry for many, many years, and it's just this chapter that I keep trying to keep that door open as much as I can.
Of course, as a leader, you've got to find some positives, haven't you? I mean, that's the pressure on you as the town community leader.
Yeah, so, you know, it's advocating hard. And I have confidence in this state government at the moment that they David Kempton, he's definitely listening.
Yeah.
So we've just got to keep pushing the right buttons for them.
Yes. Lisa, when you get positive, it doesn't matter the word positives or negatives, when you need to talk and get the message out, get on this program and talk to the locals up there. I'm always happy to take your call because it's a trying time, a challenging time. So that communication aspect is critically important. So don't hesitate. Get on the blow up whenever you feel the need.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah.
All right, Lisa, all the best with this.
Yep, okay, have a great day.
Lisa Scommers on. She's the mayor up there in the Douglas Shire.